You're listening to SBS News.
In March of this year, 1.4 million people took part in school strikes to raise awareness of the climate crisis. On September 20, just days ahead of the United Nations Climate Action Summit in New York City, protesters will join millions across the world once again. Students will lead a diverse crowd, having garnered the support from all sectors of society, including business leaders, university groups, and trade unions. Simon Shaikh, chief executive of sustainable company Future Super, will take time out of the office.
Whether we're students, whether we're teachers, whether we're employees in the workforce, all of us can't really leave politics to the politicians. Climate change is too fundamental an issue, too pressing an issue, too big is the crisis to just leave it to someone else.
Mr. Shaikh's campaign, Not Business As Usual, encourages businesses to shut up shop during the strikes. The website advises businesses close the doors, have a meeting-free day, allow for a long lunch, or simply inform employees they won't be penalised for taking a few hours off. Tech company Atlassian and real estate company Domain are just two of some 1,600 businesses pledging their support for the march.
In the business world, we are particularly vulnerable. Many of us own infrastructure assets that are prone to being affected by sea level rise. Others are employers that are on the front line of the energy transition. Everybody in business is affected by this. So at some point, surely our government has to wake up and realise we're all on board.
It won't be just school students and businesses striking. Many university students have also pledged to support their younger counterparts by striking and encouraging their tutors to do the same. The Student Representative Council at the University of New South Wales has organised buses to transport students to the rally. UNSW student Angela Griffin fears for the future.
When you're at university trying to plan your future, I think for a lot of young people, that future does feel a little tenuous. At a university, we're all trying to get jobs, but there are no jobs on a dead planet, so I feel that this is the most important reason to strike on Friday.
School Strike for Climate is an international movement for school students, founded by climate activist Greta Thunberg. Sydney organiser Daisy Jeffrey says she's overwhelmed at the public's response.
It's been just insane to see the amount of support we've received and what we've been able to do in mobilising people who generally thought maybe they didn't have the excuse or the time before to get involved with the climate movement.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has come under fire for announcing he would not be attending the summit, despite being in the US at the same time. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Australian Ambassador for the Environment Patrick Suckling are expected to attend in his place. Minister for the Environment Susan Lee says people are right to be worried about the climate crisis, but insists the Australian government is focused on the issue and will continue to be a part of the global and local response. The Australian Council of Trade Unions said on Twitter, "We support children, young people and workers being part of Australia's proud tradition of protest, taking collective action and calling our government to account." Simon Shaikh says it's vital all sectors show support.
The critical thing that we're doing in this moment is building towards a tipping point, getting enough people out on the streets to show our politicians that we're watching, that we care about what they're going to do, and that we want to be part of the solution, not just part of the problem. Yeah.